Visiting today with PCM head volleyball coach Sarah DeVries to talk about their first part of their 2025 season so far. Coach, it's been a really good, start to the season for PCM volleyball. You started the season with the Newton Cardinal invite there, and then went to Linville Sully, and then had a meet at West Marshall. Only loss of the season coming to Newton, but otherwise you guys have had all wins starting the season 8-1. Just how do you feel kind of overall the first part of the season's gone?
I mean, I'm really excited for what these girls are doing on the court. They're really fighting hard. I mean, not very many of these matches have been easy ones. A lot of them have gone to an extra set. And so, yeah, I think they're just doing a really good job of fighting through all the way to the end, really putting some grit out there on the court. And I'm really happy with the start right now.
Do you feel that it's, almost been smoother than you thought with the adjustment? You lost, a couple talented seniors last year, but then being able to step in right now and start the season so strong, do you feel that the adjustment has been, pretty smooth?
Yeah, I feel like it has been. We did lose two starters, so we replaced those, and some girls stepped up to that. And then, we also lost a starter. Lillian Humpel has an injury, so she's out for the season. So that was kind of a blow to the girls as well, because they're all pretty tight-knit group. So, I have been really impressed with how they've pulled together. Our theme this year has been all in, and we talked about, what does that mean? Is there anything that's going to cause us to not be all in every single set? And, they all agree that they want this, and they're willing to work hard. And so there have been some tough moments on the court and some really close sets, but they really have come together and fought for every single point. And so I've been really proud of them.
What do you feel that you mentioned some of the close sets that you guys have had and some of those tough, matches. What do you feel are some of the benefits of those close matches in terms of kind of just the girls' consistency and their ability to come back?
Exactly. Yeah, I think, when you get down to, you're only winning a set by 2 points, when you're trading point for point with another team, you really have to, you have to play to win and not to play third. And I think that shows a lot of maturity in these girls. The very first quad that we were at Newton, I felt like they were playing a little timid, playing a little scared, playing too safe. And, and that's not going to win matches. So we really talked, especially last night when we were up against some tougher teams. South Tama really gave us a run for our money, and so did Boone. They're really strong athletic teams. And we, when we get down to that last set and it's point for point for point, you just say, hey, we're playing to win. Don't just play not to lose. And so that was kind of like, let's just go for it. And when they do, when they play with a little bit more confidence and trust each other, good things are happening.
Yeah, and I was also going to ask you about that. Your two matches on Thursday night there against South Tama and Boone, both of those matches, losing the first set. But then do you feel like it speaks a little bit to the resiliency of the girls being able to come back then and winning set 2 and 3?
Yeah, definitely. That can be – we knew that we were making mistakes in those first sets that we did lose. And so just being able to come back and win the second set and stick through it and win that third set really shows that they have the talent, they have the determination. It's just putting all those pieces together and not beating ourselves up for any mistakes. We're not going to be perfect. We are going to make mistakes throughout the set, but being able to come back, adjust, and keep fighting is I've been really proud of how they did that last night.
For you guys, as a team and you as a coach, do you guys approach, meets any differently compared with, you've started off the season competing in quads so far, and then, starting now on Monday, you're going to just go into a lot of individual matches against some conference teams right in a row there pretty much through the rest of September. Do you approach those any differently at all?
Not really. I mean, we're still really paying attention to who our opponent is and what we can do to be the most competitive against them. I just feel like, getting these first quads out of the way just helps us build endurance. They're long nights when you're playing three matches in a row, especially last night when they went two of our first two went to three sets. It builds a lot of conditioning in the girls. They're ready to go. They have to keep working and working. Even if you do lose, you got to keep going. And so playing these quads at the beginning of the season really helps us just build our confidence. And then it also kind of makes those single match nights at home or away just seem a little, maybe a little bit more easy or a little more relaxed. So we can go into those with confidence.
As you go throughout the rest of September, those single night matches, all conference teams there, and then you have one, quad or a tournament in Pleasantville and then another conference one. Kind of what are your expectations going into those, and kind of what do you hope to take away from that conference stretch?
Yeah, you know, teams change a little bit from year to year, but we have played the same conference teams for quite a few years now. So we know a lot of what we're going to face. And so we can go in there really prepared. And so that's really nice. Some of these other teams, like last night, we weren't real prepared. We hadn't played these teams before. And so I think we just go in with a lot of confidence, knowing that we can compete against these teams. And we do hope to get a couple more conference wins this year than we did last year. You know, just always trying to move up in the standings a little bit. Just always better tomorrow than we were yesterday. That's our goal.
Is there some, you know, is there a bit of excitement that goes into, you know, this upcoming week that you guys are going to have two home matches there at PCM? You know, your gym's such a fun place to play volleyball in. Is there a little bit of excitement for the team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think they're all looking forward to that. On the ride home last night, one of the girls said, "Are we finally going to get to play at home?" You know, like they really do love playing in our own gym. And so we're really excited next week to have two home matches, especially, you know, to get the JV2 and the JV all playing in the same night. We hope to pack the gym and have a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, you know, and best of luck as you head into this conference stretch.
Yeah, thank you very much.